Hello, nature bugs. Welcome to another episode of Nature News. Are you looking for an approachable guide to sustainable practices and environmental information? Do you wake up with the drive to make a change but feel disheartened when you try to educate yourself about current environmental topics? Welcome. I'm Maya Lee, and this podcast is my endeavor to create somewhere where we can all come together to encourage each other and learn how to be most impactful with our resources. Welcome back to Nature News. I'm thrilled to announce an exciting new mini-series here on Nature News that delves into the heart of sustainability. The mini-series will consist of 3 episodes. 2 will be posted on Wednesday the 8th, and then 1 will be posted on Thursday the 9th. And over the next 3 episodes, we'll explore essential topics that directly affect our environment and everything that comes with it that we cherish. In the first episode of this sustainability mini-series, we'll be exploring the world of sustainable gardening, from considerations to make while landscaping to native plants and environmentally friendly pest control. From balconies to backyard plots, gardening holds tremendous potential for generating your own food and reducing emissions caused by transporting food. And, if using eco-friendly gardening practices, a garden can foster a habitat for pollinators, combat climate change, and create a green oasis for wildlife. In the second installment of this mini-series, we'll be talking about sustainable pet care. From fur to feathers to scales, we'll talk about all the practices that you can uphold to reduce the impact in your pet care routine. We'll talk about food, toys, and everyday care. And for the final episode of this mini-series, we'll tackle the global challenge of waste management and recycling. As our consumption patterns escalate, so does the volume of waste we generate, posing a significant threat to wildlife and ecosystems. Learning how to adopt a sustainable lifestyle and maximizing recycling efforts can mitigate plastic pollution and safeguard the health of our oceans, forests, and wildlife habitats. Before the mini-series begins, I'd like to give you some background on sustainability and what it means to lead a sustainable lifestyle. So, what exactly is sustainability? At its core, sustainability is about meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of the future generations to meet their own needs. It's about finding a balance between environmental, social, and economic factors to ensure that our actions today don't harm the planet or its inhabitants tomorrow. Sustainability isn't just about recycling. It's a mindset, a way of thinking and living that prioritizes long-term well-being over short-term gains. It's about being mindful and aware of the impacts that our actions have on the environment and making conscious decisions to minimize harm, whether it's opting for reusable products, conserving energy, or supporting ethical brands. Mindfulness guides your everyday decisions. Sustainability is about straying away from consumerism and remembering that the responsibility of the preservation of biodiversity for future generations is something we should consider in our everyday actions. And sustainability is about being creative and finding different ways to reduce your impact on the environment. You don't need a lot of money or the fanciest, newest product to be sustainable. Sometimes all it takes is some old spaghetti jars and the willingness to try something new. And as we navigate the journey towards a more sustainable lifestyle, let's remember that sustainability isn't just a goal to be achieved. It's a lifestyle and a mindset. By embracing mindfulness, stewardship, and resilience, we can create a world where both people and the planet thrive together. In a world grappling the pressures of environmental challenges, the mini-series on sustainability stands as a beacon of hope and action. Nature News has recognized the critical importance of addressing these issues head-on and empowering our listeners with practical applications that they can use in their everyday life. Wildlife populations worldwide are facing unprecedented threats from habitat destruction and climate change. This mini-series explores the interconnectedness of human activities and the natural world. Whether it's through gardening practices, pet care, or waste management, every choice we make has an impact on the environment. By understanding this relationship, we can make informed decisions to minimize our ecological footprint and promote harmony with nature. This series aims to empower our listeners with the knowledge and tools they need to make a positive difference by highlighting successful conservation initiatives and innovative solutions. In essence, this mini-series embodies the core missions of Nature News: to inform, inspire, and mobilize individuals to safeguard the future for our planet's precious wildlife for generations to come. By embarking on this journey together, we can create a more sustainable world for all living beings. Together, we'll discover, empower, and take action as we seek to inspire positive change and protect the future of our planet's precious biodiversity. So mark your calendars and join us for this captivating mini-series on sustainability. The first mini-series episode will be posted on Wednesday, May 8th. And the second episode will be posted before 9 p.m. the same day. The final episode of the series will be posted on May 9th by 5 p.m. I can't wait to see you there. I hope you found today's episode interesting and helpful. If you did, consider leaving a like and sharing with a friend, family member, or colleague. And don't forget to follow Nature News so that you never miss your weekly episode and stay in the loop of environmental conservation. Your support means the world to me. See you next week. And remember, every small step towards sustainability counts. Catch you on the flip side. Now you might be asking yourself, Maya, why are you producing 4 podcast episodes over the course of 3 days? And it's definitely not a time-bound expectation that I've known about for a very long time and have been putting off. That would be horribly irresponsible of me. I planned for the mini-series to come out like this because they'll be shorter episodes, and they'll be easier to consume back-to-back. And it's easier to categorize the content into 3 separate episodes. And obviously, because this series deviates from my regular content, I had to make a whole episode about the mini-series and about why it was different and about why we're doing this. So, in conclusion, the sustainability mini-series was planned from the very beginning and definitely is not a last-ditch attempt.